It's a Thursday afternoon. The good news is the weekend is almost here. You know, I really don't have guests in the studio very often, so this is kind of a special occasion. It's the holiday season, and a lot of people struggle to get through the holidays. I mean, I have this very, very deep sentimental side. And to be honest with you, it's hard for me to get through the holidays sometimes. Now, things are good. I mean, I've been happy the last, few years, so it hasn't been bad. But, you know, sometimes people get really, really sentimental. So it's the time of year for Christmas without tears. The mega-talented Harry Shearer and his wife, Judith Owen, are performing their Christmas... Go ahead.
Mega-talented.
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're performing your Christmas Without Tears show at the La Petite Theater Monday and Tuesday. What is Christmas Without Tears?
Christmas Without Tears is quite simply, as you said, the way that I get through Christmas, the way that I originally, I when I first came to America to be with Harry, and it was in California, and I was seemingly in paradise on the edge of the sea, you know,
the Pacific,
and anybody else would think, oh my God, that's the most beautiful. And to me, it was utterly depressing because I was homesick, I missed my family, I didn't know what to do with myself in hot weather with a beach. This all felt wrong at Christmas time because, you know, a Brit, I want a Dickensian Christmas and I want to throw a waif on the fire if I can, you know, just to keep warm. And I found it very, very hard. So this was a means of cheering me up. And I just and so Harry and another friend of ours who was the cook, really, wasn't he, Harry?
Yeah.
He would cook all the food, baker, and bring all the wine and everything.
So.
We would invite all our amazingly talented friends and actors and comedians and musicians. And we would gather around the piano and we would sing. And we would do what I did as a kid with my very Welsh family. And we would create our own entertainment. Can you imagine? No TV, no phones, no nothing, just us singing around the piano. And it didn't happen until 2005, post-flood here, that we were asked that year, as it happened, would we ever be interested in taking the show and putting it on the stage? And that was the opportunity for us to actually help and to raise money for New Orleans. And that's when all of this started. And we've been touring and raising money for amazing charities ever since.
Harry, you know, just to let you know how rare it is for me to have people in the studio. Mm. I think the last guest I had in here was Derek Smalls from Spinal Tap.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah. He's great.
He is.
Yeah.
He really an amazing guy. A lot of talent.
He keeps getting knocked down.
Yeah.
And sometimes he gets up.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. But anyway, that's the last time I had somebody in the studio.
Well, I'm very honored.
Good to have you here. Yeah. So here's what I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
And I saw you guys on Channel 4 the other morning.
Yes.
And what I saw on Channel 4, it was like really serious. I mean, Judith has a lovely voice.
Yeah.
And she was at the piano.
Wrote beautiful.
You were on a string instrument.
Yes.
Yeah. And but it seemed really serious. So
yes.
I thought, well, what is this show going to be about? Because I knew you guys were coming on the show.
Yeah.
And it seems like that was not really representative.
A part of the show. It is reverent and irreverent by turns. So Judith has written a passel of beautiful songs about the season from her deep emotional connection to it, negative and positive. It's been, as she said, she struggles with this season. And I write a song every year for Christmas that sort of tries to encapsulate something important that's gone on that year. This year it's a song supposedly by newly installed Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, harking back to the part of his hearings that weren't on TV. The name of the song is I Don't Remember Christmas. And there are plenty of funny people on the show, Brian Batt and Phil DeGree. And
Eric Bloom, who's
Eric
like
Bloom,
from the Bush Belt himself. I mean, he's incredible. He's extraordinary.
Yeah.
The show takes on, it is, and I mean, you can't see that. You couldn't see that on the morning show, although maybe if you missed one of the bumpers, one of the songs that we did was Christmas with the Devil, the Spinal Tap classic by family friend.
You
Derek
have
Smalls.
Been influenced by Derek.
Oh,
Smalls.
Deeply.
Hugely.
Profoundly.
Yeah. And so the idea is that it is reverent and irreverent. That's the idea of it all. And there's much laughter that goes throughout the show. As hosts, we are basically making the audience laugh a lot. When we did it in London, it was very heavy on comedy because, of course, you know, so many British comedians that we know who are just incredible. Yeah. That graced the stage there. Chicago was great musicians, but also comedy, and it's funny as anything.
And here it's not only music and comedy, but Judith, in the last few years, has been sort of broadening the focus a little bit more to include like some variety type acts. So here, the fabulous Miss Trixie Minx will be doing some New Orleans style.
The Christmas burlesque.
Christmas burlesque.
Yes.
Nice.
You know. One for the children.
Yeah.
Red and green tassels, I think,
yes,
for
indeed.
The kids.
I love that.
Yeah.
And then there will be, you know, I always think that Christmas show, because it's like, what do I want to see? What do I want to see? An animal. And we can't afford a tiger. And that would be wrong anyway. So we do, in fact, have a star dog. She's an ex-queen. Can you ever be an ex-queen of Barkus? Barbie. And she is the dog of Christmas. So she graces us with her presence and a new costume every year. I just think that this town, this city, understands how to just, well, a completely uninhibited city that it is, you really do understand how to let your hair down and have the most fun and yeah. really throw yourselves into it. So by the time you get to the second act and you've seen all these amazing performers, you then get to sing as because you're the guest, you know, the audience is the guest. You're a guest just like if you were, you know, you were at our home in the original parties. And as Harry always says, we don't choose people who based upon somebody telling us who we should have playing on the show, do we?
We don't call up an agent and say, who you got this year? You
yeah.
know, these are friends of ours, people we know. So it does feel like a party. It feels like a gathering of friends. The stage is designed to look like, well, this year it'll look a little Dickensian because they're doing the Christmas Carol.
I love it.
Yeah.
But it's always designed to look like a home, a living room. And when we did it originally in L.A., we had our dog on stage.
So. And our furniture. We just bought the whole house and just filled the stage with
so,
that.
So, but the idea is you're not at a show, you're at a party. And the ultimate act in the party is the audience is pretty much coerced by Judith to act out the 12 Days of Christmas.
Not coerced anymore because
no.
they're ready for it. Yeah. The audience are ready for it because these people return every single year. You act out. I divide the audience into 12 sections. They act out the 12 Days of Christmas and the best, most lewd usually, and most
oh
extreme.
My God,
oh, it's
I can't
fantastic.
Wait.
The best version of that will win some of the worst prizes you've ever
okay,
seen.
Okay, I want to get when we yeah. get back from this break, I want to get into this more about
right.
audience participation.
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, I'm with Harry Shearer and Judith Though and his wife, and they're ready for their annual Christmas show, Christmas Without Tears. And you know, sometimes when I hear certain Christmas songs, and this is one of them, I usually have to kind of choke back tears because some of this stuff is really, really sentimental. And I think about my childhood. I think about who's not with me during Christmas. But I can't wait to see the show Christmas Without Tears. And so we're going to talk about getting through Christmas without crying. And that's our Blue Runner Foods poll question here. Can you get through Christmas without crying? Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back. Well, sometimes boys do cry. That's The Cure. By the way, The Cure is being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame next year. The inductees have been announced. Still no Chic. I don't know why they've been nominated. And Spinal Tap. It's really a shame.
They sell T-shirts there that say this goes to 11, but they haven't inducted the Spinal Tap into the Hall of Fame.
That's
my
heresy.
My heart breaks for Derek.
That's criminal.
My heart breaks
that's wrong.
For Derek.
Yeah. I know. And I know you're a big fan.
Yeah, huge.
Because,
but no Chic either, right?
Yeah.
Chic, come
said.
On.
That's right.
I'm that's like, ridiculous.
We saw Nile
I know,
Rogers.
The Chic. I mean, Chic. I can't believe they're not. They've been nominated 9 times and they're still not in.
My God. We saw Nile Rogers last year on television, but doing a New Year's Eve show from London.
Oh, he's amazing.
He is
extraordinary.
Absolutely
phenomenal. A great show.
I believe he played with Duran Duran a couple of years ago.
Yes,
when
he did.
They came through, he's like, oh my God. Yeah. I mean, this is amazing.
I mean, and he's, you know, he's had health challenges like crazy and just, you know, cannot
powered
stop
through
playing.
Them.
Yeah.
I need to start a campaign. You know, get Chic and you know free Chic and get Chic in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
No kidding.
Harry Shearer and his wife Judith Owen are with us. They do an annual Christmas show called Christmas Without Tears, and so we've got a lot of songs about crying and some Christmas songs.
No, not a lot of songs about crying.
He's singing.
Oh, you have today.
Oh, no, yeah, like I'm doing like a bumper music.
Oh, I see.
Like,
I thought you meant us. I was like,
not you guys. Here is an update on our Blue Runner Foods poll question. Can you get through Christmas without crying? 67% say yes, 33% say no.
Oh.
And here's a text that says, I usually cry during the holidays because my wife pressures me to buy gifts with money I don't have.
Oh.
And if I don't buy the gifts, I get looked at like I'm inconsiderate. I hate the holidays because of commercialism. Yeah. There are a lot of reasons to hate the holidays.
I agree.
You were just talking to me about your mother passed away this time of year.
Yes.
And so this makes the holidays very difficult
for
you.
Very difficult. And it doesn't matter, you know, we don't have kids, but, you know, I know that changes things often. But I don't know. I just think it makes Christmas a very bittersweet time for me, because it's my mother that made me love Christmas in the first place, when I would dress decorate the tree and the cooking and the joy of that time, and it's heartbreaking for me every single year when it gets to this time. That's really why I started this party in our house, is because I would really, really become so sad and so depressed. And I do think people are under terrible pressure to get the right present, to spend the money they don't have, like this guy just said, to have the perfect Christmas day, which is impossible because, as I like I say in the show, Christmas is a time to be with the ones you love, and sometimes even family. So it's just one of those, you know, unbelievably difficult times of year, let alone the people that are no longer with us that you miss so much. You know,
my parents' anniversary is December 16th, and I was living in Denver at the time, and I had both of their ashes. They had both passed away at different times, but I had their ashes, and I decided, you know, my dad always thought that Colorado Springs was the most beautiful place in the world. So I take my mom and dad's ashes, and I go to Garden of the Gods. It's just a majestic place in Colorado Springs. And I decide that I'm going to spread the ashes. So it's like December 16th in Colorado. And so I throw the ashes, and the wind just blows the ashes right back on me. I'm wearing a black trench coat, and I'm going, you know, I'm dusting my parents off of my clothes. But my girlfriend at the time, she just said the greatest thing. She said, "That was your parents giving you a last hug."
Nah.
Isn't that lovely?
I thought that was really great.
That is it. That's the either the last scene or the penultimate scene of a wonderful TV series that was on Showtime in this country called Episodes, where Matt LeBlanc goes, and I think it's his dad, ashes, and he goes down to Malibu, and it's exactly the same thing happens.
He throws them out in the Pacific, and it's happened to more of us than I can even. This happened with my dad's as well. It's happened to a lot of people, believe me. If you're going to start throwing ashes, expect to have some of it back.
Check the wind.
Check the wind situation.
Yeah. I didn't, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, it was my first time.
Let's hope it's your last. But if you know, but you have to. I mean, without humor, that's my point. Without a good sense of humor, without a lot of laughter, this is one of the best ways that we have. This is our greatest way of finding outlet and relief in life, is to laugh. It's so important.
Well,
it's so important.
So many of us do have that very sentimental side, and you know, you're kind of told through the holidays to, you know, to be happy, and sometimes it's hard to be happy. So it's good to, I guess, acknowledge what you're sentimental or sad about,
of course.
But also,
right.
But then laugh.
And then to laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The people telling you should be happy is one of the major problems with Christmas time and
yes,
New
it
Year's.
Is.
You know, people are trying so hard to live up to those expectations.
And it's everything that is, you know, it's like everything on the label, you know, it's that thing of every film you see, every TV show you see, it's all that same myth that we're being sold.
And you're seeing those perfect families.
But let me tell you my favorite movie, and you said a line just a moment ago that made me think of it, and that is, you know, Christmas is a time to be with someone you want to be with. But it was that and your accent that made me think about my favorite movie, which is Love Actually.
I knew you were going to say that. Love Actually is just, that is a perfect example of an incredibly romantic film, and it's gushing and it's very sentimental, but it also has a really great wit to it as well.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's what makes it human and delightful, and it has an amazing cast of people who I adore, and it's a lovely, lovely Christmas film. I mean, I'm all for that, but you know, I just think that it's a hard, you know, the other thing is that it's a hard time to get through, so I love having this show be a way that people actually get together, which you do in New Orleans all the time, I know. But the idea of having community and people getting together, often in the cities that we do this show in, they don't do that. They don't come together and have that sense of companionship. And people are lonely, and people don't do things
but
together.
It sounds like with your show, Christmas Without Tears, it sounds like you touch on, you're in touch with the reality of the sentimental aspect of Christmas.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
But then that's what launches you off into this other aspect of it.
Yeah, but it keeps going back. So Judith has a song called The Best Things, which is about the best things at Christmas time are the things that you don't buy, friendship and music and all of that, companionship. And then a song called The Dancing Tree about when her mother taught her to decorate the tree. So it's a wonderful mixture where we go to that and then move to...
And then you go to Phil DeGree.
Can you guys say a few more minutes?
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. I got to take a break here for news. So our Blue Letter Foods poll question is, can you get through Christmas without crying? Give us your opinion by going to WWL.com. I'm Scoot. We're coming right back. I mean, this is another one of those Christmas songs. Please come home for Christmas.
Yeah.
Come home for Christmas to have the blues?
Yeah.
But you know, sometimes it is kind of sad and sentimental, and it's okay to recognize that. I'm Scoot, and Harry Shearer and his wife, Judith Owen, are in the studio, and they do their annual show, which I have never seen, which I'm going to go see Tuesday night. It's Monday and Tuesday night at La Petite Theater in the French Quarter, and I got a text a moment ago from somebody that said the show is fabulous. It's titled Christmas Without Tears. It acknowledges the sentimentality of Christmas, but it also brings you out of that, because you can't escape that. It brings you out of that into laughter and fun, and it's very much audience participation.
Yeah. It really, really is. It's like we were saying about, you know how sometimes, can you remember when you see people who are really, really, really in love and you're not? Or your relationship has gone wrong and you watch people who are really, really in love and you just feel so bad, even though you're really happy for them. And I think this is what Christmas does. It's like, you know, the happier you see people trying to be, and the more you see TV and, you know, films saying you must be happy, you must be, you've got to be these perfect, you know, like I said, these perfect people. The worse it feels. I mean, because you're like, I don't. Why? What's the matter? And so this is the antidote. This show is the antidote to Christmas with some of the most amazing guests. Why don't you read out who they are?
Oh, look how she did.
Harry, I'm such a pro. Yeah. I'm a pro.
Dana Kurtz, Trixie Minx.
Woo!
First time at our show, the wonderful Walter Wolfman Washington. A regular at our shows, the incredible and somewhat demented Phil DeGree. Topsy Chapman and Solid Harmony for most beautiful voices. A friend of ours who hasn't been able to do our show because he goes to England to be with his family, but our show is earlier this year, so he's going to join us. John Cleary, the fabulous pianist. Brian Batt, Broadway's, New Orleans' Broadway's own.
Yes.
Eric Bloom, who combines excellent trumpeting with a borscht belt sense of humor.
Oh, yeah.
Stanton Moore.
For the first time,
joining David Dorkanowski and James Singleton, who are in our house band, so there will be actually on the stage the Stanton Moore Trio, and
then Tom,
Christopher and Tom McDermott.
Yeah, and there'll be more. There'll be a Dog of Christmas.
Yeah,
there'll be a Dog of Christmas,
and Matt Bryan, of course, will be there.
Yes,
so there will be a sousaphone in this show. So it's a little bit of everything, and. You acknowledge.
Did you say Tonya Boyd Cannon?
No, I didn't.
Oh, Tonya Boyd Cannon, remarkable voice. So it's just, again, it is a true variety show. Where
not in the corny old sense.
No, here's this.
Yeah.
We're all gathered on stage, people perform, and then everybody sits down and joins the party.
But I want to hear a little bit more about the 12 Days of Christmas, because you said something lewd.
So
tell me about that part.
Well, it's interesting you should say that, because...
I think you touched a nerve.
I touched a nerve.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
Well, you will see this on Tuesday, but those who are listening who have been to this show before know exactly what happens on the 12 Days of Christmas, and people come ready for it. I mean, there are people who are... I have to understand, I'm wearing a Christmas tree wig, green, from Fifi Mahoney's. I love you girls. So I am really out there already, and it's like panto, really, because it brings out that British side in me, you see. And so you have to sing your section, and you have to act it out. Last year, we had a fabulous group who were the Partridge in a Pear Tree, and at the end of and a Partridge in a Pear Tree, they would actually do something from the Partridge Family. So they would sing, I think I love you, or something like that at the end. It was phenomenal. They did a different song every time. I think that might have something to do with Tom and Brian Batt's crew. But, and for example, Three French Hens, I encourage people to be vulgar and rude and angry in a French way. Because they're French.
Okay.
And they're angry at everything.
Comme les Français.
And they're looking down at us. So now now I think maybe somebody will come with a yellow vest because Paris is burning. So I think that was what might happen.
But eight maids
year.
Of milking, when you start using your imagination about that.
Well, okay. Right. I mean, I'm thinking lactating. I can
well,
see.
Go past lactating. Go straight to.
Oh, okay.
Go straight. No, it's
AM
not
radio,
that.
Dog.
No, it's not down there. I have seen men milking, miming milking other men.
We hope it's miming.
Women milking women, yeah. Everything. We don't know what's going on, but basically, I laugh so hard.
Geese laying
is hysterical.
Swans are swimming. I mean, people have their way with all of these.
The audience is part. It sounds like the crew that would go see the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
No. Week. I don't even have to encourage anymore. I mean, it's like Chicago's are out of their mind. Even London went berserk. Chicago's out of their minds, waiting for this. They're prepared, and there is a.
But you see the audience.
Incredible.
We give them a few minutes to concoct.
Talk amongst themselves.
Their performance. Yeah. And it just is like a crazy time when they're just getting more and more excited. It's quite a fabulous
event. Okay, we're coming back with more. Right. Harry Shearer, his lovely wife, Judith Owens, here. Beautiful voice. I mean, I heard you on Channel
Great
4 the other day. And in fact, I just got a text from somebody who said that they saw you with Brian Ferry,
yes.
Roxy Music, at the Sanger. And Roxy Music is another one of the bands that is now being inducted into the Rock and
Fantastic.
Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
You know, I'm still
chic.
And you know the other one? Billy Mack. Billy Mack needs to be in. Billy Mack from Love Actually. The guy, you know. That guy,
I see where you're going.
The rock star.
I'm sorry. I was like looking and stretching and thinking
Tap,
and wondering. I think Spinal Tap.
And Spinal Tap too. Yeah. But I love that question of Love Actually, where the DJ is asking him, who is your best shag? And he says, Britney Spears. And then he goes, no, I'm just kidding. She was rubbish.
That's Bill Nye, isn't it?
All right. Yes, it is. So this is Maroon 5's version of Happy Christmas, The War Is Over. And this was a very sentimental thing from John Lennon originally. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. I'm Scoot. Welcome back to our show. We're talking to Harry Shearer and his wife, Judith Owen. They've got this great show that I've never seen, but I'm going to see it Tuesday night. It's Monday and Tuesday night. I'm getting a lot of texts from people now. I mean, obviously, you're doing a great job selling the show. I'm getting a ton of texts from people who know when and where.
Great.
We'll get to that in just a moment. The show is called Christmas Without Tears, and it sounds really fascinating in that it's Christmassy, so that makes it a little sentimental. But it's also fun, and it's apparently a little crazy.
Yes,
and
it is.
I guess it's kind of like, you know, for a mature audience, only because it gets a little crazy with the audience at times. So I'm getting people sending me texts wanting to know when and where. It's at La Petite Theater this coming Monday night and Tuesday night at 7:30.
Yep.
That's right.
And where can people get tickets?
At lapetitetheater.com.
And it is a benefit. All these shows we always do are benefits for charities. This year it's for La Petite Theater and for the New Orleans Musicians Assistance Foundation, which runs the Musicians Clinic.
Yep.
You can't have a musical culture if your musicians can't maintain their health. So
that's right.
It's a really crucial part of this city.
Harry, I got a text a moment ago from somebody who said, it's amazing how much you sound like the principal on the Simpsons.
Isn't that extraordinary?
Yeah, I get told that all the time. Yeah. But, you know, we do, I have to say, as we go around the city during the rest of the year, I'm always being greeted by people who say, you guys are still doing the Christmas show this year, right?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So where have I been?
Well,
I don't know.
You've been in here.
Yes.
I guess
you're
so. You've been in your radio
room.
Bubble.
I feel like I've been like deprived of this like pop culture phenomenon.
Wow. It's a wild party, but
it's
like I said, it is a tradition. Yeah. We, you know, it's really one of those things where I remember that guy in Seattle that came up to us afterwards and said, when my girlfriend told me that we were going to a Christmas sing-along show, I told her I would rather stab my own eyes out with a fork. All right, this is one of the best, my favorite lines ever. And now I'm going to come to this every year. And he does come to every show we do somewhere in America. He finds us. He will not miss this show. And that's because for people, it's become the thing that means Christmas, because you put the commerciality to a side, put the worrying about the presents and all everything being perfect, put it all to the side. This is about adults, and New Orleans knows better than anyone, because of Mardi Gras and the partying you do all year round. You celebrate everything in life. But you, better than anywhere else that we play, understand that adults should be allowed in their lives to also be silly and foolish and to have fun and to be kids. And that's really what this is about. Christmas shouldn't just be for children, and that's the end of it then, because then you become an adult, and then it's like, then it becomes a worry. No, we should all be given permission to have fun.
And it also sounds like it touches that little person, that young person in all of us.
Yeah,
that,
yes, it does.
That hopefully still lives.
Yes, it does, and it does live in all of us. I mean, you speak to anybody of any age who says, I still feel like a kid inside.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the good news is for musicians, for people that play, literally play, like us, you get to be a kid pretty much all the time. None of us want to grow up. That's why we become musicians most of the time. But I think for everyone else, everybody needs to be given permission to be allowed to be silly and have fun in this way. Everyone. It's because we are still those kids inside. Thank God we are.
And, you know, the season now has become, if you read the business pages, it's the linchpin of the American economy. Retail, you know, does, 40 to 50% of their trade during these 3 weeks. So, my God, the urgency to buy and sell is like at a fever pitch. This is a release from all that. As Judith calls it, it's the antidote to Christmas.
It is.
It's Christmas Without Tears, Monday and Tuesday night, 7:30, La Petite Theater. I'm going Tuesday night for sure. Judith Owen, Harry Shearer, thank you so much for being
part
of our show.
Thank you so much.
All right.